Good evening and Merry Christmas to all. Thank you. A beautiful day we've had, a beautiful week we've had, and what a glorious night this is. So welcome to everyone. Just a couple announcements here. One, if you have your cell phones, which I suppose most of us do, make sure that's on silent, please, or off, one of the two. Secondly, we do have church tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. And you're all invited to that. Third, when it comes time to leave, make sure, please, you have your coat. And when you go, there's a lot of coats out there, and we sometimes car keys are in those pockets, so make sure that it is your coat. Check that out, please. We're excited about this evening, about the program. There's been much hard work from the directors and Sunday school teachers and on, and so this is all for the glory of God. I want to read Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. It says, "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord, and he is the reason we are here tonight.'" Let's bow our heads in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, we worship you with everything that is within us, our spirit, soul, and body. For your goodness and your greatness, your glory, your power, for this season of Christmas, this night of Christmas Eve, that tomorrow, the celebration of Christmas, and Jesus, it's all about you. And let the world know that it is truly all about you. Father, we ask for your presence as always to fill this sanctuary. Lord, we think of that first night when the angels appeared to the shepherds and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, your word says. And so let the glory of the Lord shine round about us here in this sanctuary tonight. As our hearts are filled with joy, Father, you know every person in here by name, and you know every detail of each one of our lives. Lord, for those who have little ones in the hospital, we pray for them, for healing, for whatever the age might be. Lord, for family members who have a loved one spending their very first Christmas in heaven, we pray for them. And thank you for the comfort of your spirit this night. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you'd stand, please, we're going to sing, "O Come, All Ye Faithful." The words will be on the screen, or you can look in your hymnal, number 249.
Oh,
may be seated.
Welcome to our program. I greet you here with God's love as we tell the story of Jesus Christ sent from God above. Each year at Christmas we tell of his birth, of how God sent his son Jesus Christ to earth, yet each year we love to share it here with you tonight.
Welcome to the manger scene. We are excited to share the verse about Jesus Christ.
We're disciple angels with a song to sing.
But baby Jesus, you can't be your king. We are the shepherds, the bright white.
And we heard the angels sing.
Glory in the highest to the newborn king.
Jesus twice is born today.
I am the star that led the way to the stable where Jesus lay.
I am the innkeeper who had only a stall to offer the Savior for one and all.
My name is Joseph. Mary is my wife. God chose me to shelter the giver of life.
I am only a peasant, but I was the one that God chose to be the mother of his only begotten son.
I am one of the kings who came from afar. We found baby Jesus by following a star.
We came to worship the Savior of the world.
We bring gifts to him, for he is Christ our King.
We may be small, but we love to share the story of the manger stall.
A story of Jesus, the one, the great love. So tell your friends about Savior above.
Tell the good news of Jesus' birth, how God sent his only son to earth.
When the shepherds heard the angels say, Jesus our Savior is born today.
Tell the good news of Jesus teaching his message of love and gentle preaching.
These messages are for us too, for each of us, for me and for you.
Tell the good news of Jesus healing the blind, the crippled, and the diseased of all kind.
Jesus still heals a broken heart. He will give each of us a new start.
Tell the news of Jesus' death, how he suffered and gave his last breath.
He came to earth to pay for our salvation. He came for men of every nation.
Tell the good news. Don't leave anything out. Laugh and talk and sing and shout.
Tell it for morning sun. Tell the story of Jesus, our Savior, to everyone.
We'll prepare to receive our offering this evening while the high schoolers are going out. And as it says in your bulletin and has been our tradition, we divide our offering between the Children's Care Hospital in Sioux Falls and the Abbott House in Mitchell. So if you're giving by check, just make your check to the church, and then we'll divide that out as we send that to them. In just a moment, I'll have a prayer once the kids get going out. And if you're wondering, these are all our kids. Praise the Lord. We are incredibly blessed. Sometimes people ask after the program, those aren't all your kids. So to God be the glory. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this night, a chance that we have to give, to give into lives of other children who find themselves in difficult situations of no fault of their own whatsoever. So Lord, as these gifts are given, we pray that you would multiply them and minister to these children and youth in our state. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And as we receive the offering, we'll sing Joy to the World, number 270.
Nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David.
The virgin's name was Mary. The angels came to her and said, "Greetings to you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you."
Mary was greatly troubled by his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be.
But then the angel appeared to her and said, "Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God.
You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of Most High.
The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. How will this be, Mary asked, since I am a virgin?"
The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. The Holy One to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God."
Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken off the entire Roman world.
This was the first census that took place, and everyone went to their own town to register.
So Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David.
He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be his wife and was expecting a child.
While there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son.
She wrapped him in cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no room available for them at the inn.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over the flocks at night.
An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
But the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger."
Suddenly a great company of heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened that the Lord had told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what has been told them about this child. And all who heard this were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
But Mary kept heard up all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they have heard and seen.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw a star when it rose and have come to worship him. When King heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared.
He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go search carefully for the child so I too can go worship him."
After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was.
When they saw the stars, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw him and his mother Mary. They bowed down to worship him.
They opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
And having been warned not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
This all took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and give birth to a son. They will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us.
Of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the determination of the Magi, and the peace of Christ's child, Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Merry Christmas.
The fourth grade children on down, they're probably looking for the parents right now, so flag them down if they're not finding you, please. Thank you again to Katie Huber and Amanda Wilcoxon for directing this part of our program, and all the teachers and directors to help. This time we'll go into the candlelight service. If you've been here before, you know our pattern. We'll have a procession of our high school students to Mannheim Steamroller. This is always a time, I hope, I pray for all of us to just be able to sit in the stillness of God's presence and contemplate His goodness. Think about what this season is, why Jesus came. He was born, He came to be a man, lived in a flesh and blood body so that He could shed blood for us. So you can put the lights out. And as we go on, we'll sit in the stillness of this. When the high schoolers are done, Cindy will play Silent Night through one time, and then we'll join. The consistory members will be lighting your candles from the outside aisles. If you're the one receiving the light, then put your candle sideways as it's being lit to try and avoid some of the wax dripping. Go ahead. Thank you. Let's bow our heads in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this night, that in the sometimes craziness of the world in which we live, the things that go on around us, we can gather here in your presence, and all those things grow strangely dim as we turn our eyes upon you, Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. You, Jesus, who said you are the way, the truth, and the life, that no one comes to the Father except through you. And so we come this night with our hearts wide open, and I ask that you'd fill each one in this sanctuary with the glory of your presence, with the power of your Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you'll please receive the benediction. And now may the Lord go with you. May he go ahead of you to guide you, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you his peace. Amen. We have sacks of candy and nuts and things for the children, the youth, college students as they're exiting. It's a gift from the congregation. You will be ushered out after the high schoolers exit. So God bless you and Merry Christmas to all. Thank you. Put the lights on.